Whoa. CKLN FM 88.1 and the abrupt end of movie time. And it is 5:32, for those of you who want to know. And welcome back to our regular installment of J.R. Bob Dobbs and the Church of the Subgenius. Good afternoon.
Good evening, Mike.
How are you feeling? You seem a little subdued today.
Well, I should be a little sober. I have an announcement. I hope the subgenii and Pink's too will take serious what I'm going to suggest.
Okay, go ahead.
As you noticed last week, there were a lot of resignations. Falwell, Weinberger, Judge Ginsburg, they're just not getting any support. They just can't get back in or stay where they were or move forward. This means this is an effect of Pink Monday, which I explained was the losing of two members of the Council of Ten that need to be removed as we count down the Ten Little Indians with my efforts to secure the last chair, the musical chairs of the Secret Council of Ten. Obviously, two are knocked off, and the effects reverberated immediately over the last few weeks. And it looks like I'm going to have no problem securing that position of authority and chairmanship of the Secret Council of Ten.
Will a vote still be necessary, though?
Oh, yeah. That is, I mean, it's not final, but using my process pattern recognition, I can see this coming. So I thought as a new phase after fundraising, we start to involve the listeners, because I had said in the early programs that we needed at least 6 months of listening by the, well, they were Pinks for the first phase. It would be impossible to become a subgenius unless you listened for at least 6 months regularly to this show, this slot 5:30 to 6. But things are speeding up, and I think that those who have listened up to this point should be rewarded. I think the transmutations, the harmonic bivergence, these things are speeding the alchemy, I should say. It's really pronounced alchemy, but the Pinks told you to pronounce it alchemy. The alchemical changes allow that I can start to be involved directly on air with the subgenia that are having their glands changed and are blossoming into a resonance with me. So I'd like to suggest that we have some input from them, that they write the station with their proposals, programs, questions that they would like to see me implement.
When you're elected on the council.
Once I'm running the Secret Council of Ten, how they can address it to the station, to Bob Dobbs, or to Mike Dyer, 380, what is it, Victoria Street West?
Yeah.
Yeah. And you got the, some kind of zip code there?
I don't have one. Oh, yes, I do. 380 Victoria Street. It's not West.
Okay.
It's just Victoria Street. That's Toronto, Ontario. Postal code is M, as in Mike, 5, as in 5, B as in Bob, 1, W as in
World,
7. Okay.
All right. So what I'd like to, the people who are rising like Jack on the beanstalk with me to this important position that will be a pinnacle of fulcrum activity in 19... Well, I'm not going to say the date. When the excess arrive, all right? I mean, they're already as laid out in the Book of Revelations and the Hopi prophecies and in Finnegan's Wake, particularly what I will be doing and what proposals I will implement. But I'd like to weed out the listeners that are growing now. And the best way to do that is do audience research and espionage via their response and their suggestions and proposals. So I think that we recommend any kind of communication about the issues that they see looming on the horizon, that obviously will be retrievals in the global theater of many events in the past, but now in a more theatrical format. Let's see what kind of response we can get from the church members that are real church members, because they're experiencing my voice on the air, on CKLN, not the ones who read the book. Reading the book is important to know the direction not to go in. Listening to me on the radio will encourage you to use all your faculties and wits comprehensively, and therefore the answers and questions will surface rather immediately.
How detailed should these ideas, suggestions be? Just one line, two lines?
They can be one
as
note,
as they wish.
One note, or manifestos, essays, PhD theses, grade six, and the things they remember. They wrote in grade six, you know, 40 years ago.
Crayon sketches.
Crayon mappings, yes. Okay. Anything they really down deep feel in their subgenius gland area, that foot gland zone, that they know would help the world if they had a chance to influence its direction.
Is there possibly an opportunity to share with some of our pink listeners what some of the subgenius listeners have contributed over the course of the next few weeks, if things do come in?
Oh, yes. So I think we'll actually probably make fun of a lot of the ones that are obviously sent in by pinks.
Mm-hmm. So we will be able to filter out.
Yes, I'll be able to do that. Yeah. I can tell.
Well, that's exciting. Well, let's just clarify then. You are looking for the listenership to come up with ideas, suggestions, thoughts, directions as to where you should go when you're elected on the Secret Council of Ten, and to send them to the station care of you, J.R. Bob Dobbs, 380 Victoria Street, Toronto, M5B1W7. You better, I guess, send it care of CKLN as well.
Yes.
Good.
All right.
I think
we'll move on to the tape now.
Okay.
That's enough. I will begin in 22 minutes or so a correspondence course via the air. I will not be requiring or sending out things that you will be tested on, but your regular listenership would be required to follow the practical applications I'm going to exegete about, do an exegesis on today, Finnegan's Wake, the main Bible of the truth of genius. So I'm going to give a serious presentation in about 20 minutes.
Okay.
All right?
All right. So from the Subgenius Archives and the tapes, Shut Up, Pink Boy.
And the fury of Bob's.
He carved a path of vengeance and violence across the land of bamboo gods, the masters, and his ninja.
Tell him you've been hit by a
cooler.
Really? Can you walk a tightrope?
Keep me quiet. My specialty, however, is wisdom. You know what wisdom is?
No, sir.
Wise answer.
Bob.
What you say is true. What are we to expect?
The exodus. Outlandish. Earth's under their control, and hold God's vision, sang through them, the city's radioactive home, and hold, we don't know what their game is, what their name is, unpronounceable. We don't know what they came for, but what they aim for is impossible.
Dead God, in the second year before the millennium, on the day of God come Wednesday, as in the twinkling of an eye there will come along the Yachty's man, which are likened to thy great white brothers. They come as men, as great affinity images, as a whirling wind and as a cloud, and they are now in the heavens lurking all over thee.
Have landed their machines, following our tracks. God's vision stands proven, a world without slack.
Monsters like unto men will be around thee all night, and shall make thee to look past the door which should be locked, and thy sciences will terrify thee and bring thee not from devils.
Beautiful hymn.
That was a moving little piece of music.
That was me.
Was it you?
That was me singing about 15 years ago. It was beautiful.
Now, who was doing the instrumentation on that?
What does that mean, instrumentation?
I thought I heard a guitar there, maybe a bass.
No. I can do that with my voice when I'm in slack. There's no instrumentation.
I shouldn't have assumed that there were...
Yes, that's right.
Some sort of tangible instrument.
Beyond technology. All right, let's get down to some correspondence coursing. All right? The problem with the Book of the Subgenius is there's no real understanding of Finnegan's Wake, which nobody else but me could have. And I think in this phase of our program, over the next few weeks or months, I will give out some secret Bob knowledge on how to approach that text. All right?
So should we call this lesson one?
Yes.
Do you have a set of headphones plugged in there? Like another set?
No.
Okay, I'm getting a little bit of feedback. I don't know what.
Well, that's the course.
Okay, so
that's the high level we're moving into in this sobriety.
So lesson one.
Maybe.
Like CJRT.
Yeah. All right. The key to Finnegan's Wake are the thunders. Okay? There are 10 thunders in the book. Thunder 1 is on page 3. It deals with the first technologies, basically speech, clothing, harnessing animals, early tools. That's on page 3. Joyce explains within the next several pages the context of the first thunder, the effects of these early technologies on the Pinks. You see, it was a subgenius sponsored by me that introduced these first technologies, but it's the Pinks that are numbed by them. You see, Finnegan's Wake is code for Pinks again, wake. Now, they are awake in the 20th century, but they're going to make that awakeness a wake. That's the warning.
Oh, right. That's an A.
No, they're going to make it a wake. A funeral.
Yeah.
All right. So, I'm going to move on to thunder number 2 now. It's on page 23. And the key to that is it deals with weaponry, piracy, around the theme of clothing as weaponry. The Pinks suffered under that phase of evolution for a period. And we move into Thunder 3 on page 44. This thunder deals with the introduction of the wheel and cities and the creation of HCE, which is the main male character in the book, and the effects on him as his pink hood surfaces as becoming a womanly man. What that means is that visual space has conquered his sensory complex and is moving him towards specialism. We call him womanly man because the prank queen elucidated in Thunder 2, or the whore of Babylon in biblical terms, has dominated men in his visual bias. All right? Now, this expands and evolves through further technologies into Thunder 4 on page 90, where we move up rather rapidly to the effects of markets and truck gardens on the Pinks, and the increasing need by the Pinks for greed and power, and culminating in the railroad. Thunder 5 culminates in the Industrial Revolution. That thunders on page 113. There you have the effects on the Pinks of the subgenius technologies of the printing press, the printed book, and the photograph. Now, Thunder 6 to 10 reverse the mode from a visual bias back into a acoustic bias, all right? The first 5 thunders are a progression of effects, which then flip into Thunder 6, which is an integral thunder, basically dealing with the second industrial revolution, the electric revolution. This thunder deals with, and it's on page 257, with the exits and entrancing. Exits and entrancings of the old visual technologies and the new acoustic electric technologies. So you have a lot of retrieval and revolution. In time frames, you could say the effect of this is at the turn of the century.
All right? The effects of this on the Pinks. The Seventh Thunder, page 314, deals with the radio. The retribalization or retribulation elucidated in the Book of Revelations of the environment of radio. The Eighth Thunder, page 332, deals with the effects of the subgenius invention of the movie as an environment on the Pinks. And this is the technology that is sponsoring the wedding of sight and sound, creating pop art and pop culture in the 20s and 30s, and maybe even a few years before. Moving along, Thunder 9, page 414, deals with the effects on the Pinks of the car and plane technologies, the automobile and the aeroplane, creating centralizing and decentralizing at the same time, speed, death, and crisis, cities in crisis in particular. And we will end off the program today with Thunder 10, The Last Thunder, Last Word of Perfect Language, page 424, deals with the effects of television, moving us into the discarnate state, awake. Television is an extension of the tactile sense, which is a sense that interplays all the other senses. This creates a Pink who's involved in mood mud, who's non-visual and tactile in his bias, in his sensory bias. That is the end of lesson 22 for today. We'll be back next week, maybe with another lesson. Praise Bob. Praise Mike for sponsoring this situation. Anything you want to say, Mike? All right, we're going. Finnegan's awake. Pinks subside.